and all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted. And he said, For I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. But he refused, and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. And his father refused, and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. Thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through his border. Wherefore Israel turned away from him. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, Nay, but we will have a king over us. But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. But he refused, and said, I will not eat. But his servants, together with a woman, compelled him, and he hearkened unto their voice. So he arose from the earth and sat upon the bed. Howbeit he refused to turn aside. Wherefore Abner with the hinder end of the spear smote him under the fifth rib, that the spear came out behind him, and he fell down there and died in the same place. And it came to pass that as many as came to the place where Asahel fell down and died stood still. And she took a pan and poured them out before him. But he refused to eat. And Amnon said, Have out all men from me. And they went out every man from him. And a certain man of the sons of the prophets said unto his neighbor in the word of the Lord, Smite me, I pray thee. And the man refused to smite him. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not alive, but dead. But he said, As the Lord liveth before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. Then the things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. Moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Joseph and chose not the tribe of Ephraim. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words. And they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. Thus saith the Lord, A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rahel weeping for her children refused to be comforted for her children, because they were not. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, The children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together. And all that took them captives held them fast. They refused to let them go. And she hath changed my judgments into wickedness more than the nations, and my statutes more than the countries that are round about her. For they have refused my judgments and my statutes. They have not walked in them. He shall not return into the land of Egypt, but the Assyrian shall be his king, because they refused to return. But they refused to hearken, and pulled away the shoulder, and stopped their ears that they should not hear. This Moses whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape, if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.